I'd like to say a word about this first reading, which I think tells us two important things about repentance and our relationship to God in terms of our sin. Notice that Daniel begins with an experience of God. And he says here, "Lord, you're a great God, an awesome God. You keep your merciful covenant to those who love you and observe your commandments." So the first thing that happens is not, "Oh, I'm no good, I'm a terrible sinner," you know, shame, guilt, kind of almost a type of morbid guilt. What happens is an experience of the majesty and the power and the goodness of God. And then based on that, we begin to see how we have fallen short. But it's the emphasis is on the goodness, the greatness, and the glory of God. The best kind of repentance isn't just sort of this sort of psychological, you know, I should probably beat myself up here a little bit since it seems a good thing to do. The best repentance is to see and experience the holiness of God from a very positive and a type of reverential way, and then based on that to say, "Oh, I see things about myself in the light of God's glory that I did not perhaps see before." It's kind of like Job, who was, "I'm going to tell God a few things, you know, I have some questions to ask him." And then God actually appears, and Job realizes God is good, he's holy, he's awesome. I am a creature in the presence of the Creator, and his repentance is right from the heart. So again, repentance should not simply be based on some sort of psychological superego looking down on myself and judging myself. That's all human, and it could well be of the flesh. But rather, a gift from God to say, "God, you are awesome, you are holy." And on that basis, I see that I am a creature, that I have fallen short. You are very holy, and I am not. Help me, Lord. You see, the problem with this sort of psychological repentance, sort of a Freudian superego looking down kind of approach, is that we can sort of take it or leave it, sort of on our own terms. A lot of people today have just decided, "Well, there's no big deal. I'm not as bad as so-and-so, and everybody else is doing it." And so it's all based on kind of a human sort of point of view. What do I think? Do I think it's right or wrong? And how do other people feel about it? It's all very anthropocentric. It's all based on man. Whereas this type of repentance is rooted in the awesomeness and the greatness and the holiness of God. And the second thing I want to say to you this morning is that what happens, therefore, is that Daniel now sees the law differently. The law isn't just, there has been a set of rules that I have committed infractions against. That's impersonal. Rather, I have offended and sinned against God, who is great, who is awesome, who is merciful, and who is good. To put it this, maybe, the law, God's law is personal. It's not just some abstraction or some impersonal set of rules that some bureaucrat made up. You understand that? Now, it goes like this. If there's a sign out front that says, "Please don't park here," and you park there, well, that's one thing. You've infracted a law, but you don't know the person who made that law, and you've never met them, and there may be any number of reasons that you would want to park there. But what if I, your beloved pastor, am standing out there saying, "Please don't park here," and you say, "Meh," and you park there anyway? Now, you see, the difference is, that's personal, isn't it? And what Daniel goes on to say in this is, "Lord, we haven't just broken some abstract law, we broke your law. We disobeyed your prophets, the ones you sent, you who are great and glorious and wonderful." And so it is that we see this These two teachings about the law, but they're always, both of them are rooted in the same concept that I've encountered God, and now I see my life differently. See, I'm not just judging my life on some human way, but I've seen in the light of God and His goodness and His glory that He is holy and I am not. And with repentance, I come before Him and beseech His love and His mercy, but I'm confident of it. So again, and the law is, of course, not something impersonal, but very personal. Amen.